Hey guys, this week's episode of The Read is brought to you by Bevel. Shaving with multiple blade razors can be risky and scary and Taylor Swift-y and gross and dangerous and irresponsible. So get into the holiday spirit and take good care of your skin and your loved one's skin by getting them a Bevel razor. It's awesome. It's sexy. It comes with loads of amazing things to take care of your skin and look like you know what you're doing. So enjoy your first month of Bevel subscription for free by going to getbevel.com/read. It's absolutely on us because we're nice like that. Getbevel.com/read. Start shaving smarter today. Let's move right on.
Today's episode of The Read is also brought to you guys by Squarespace. When you create a custom domain and a beautiful business website, you're going to see great gains with Squarespace because you receive a free year of business email and professional tools from our good sis Google. It's the simplest way to look professional online, so go ahead and visit squarespace.com/Google to start your free trial and use offer code DOMAIN for 10% off your first purchase. Google and Squarespace. Make it professional, make it beautiful, and let's start the show.
You can say what you want to, bitch, but you just know this. Every time you kiss him, you tasted my pussy.
Oh, wow.
I think it's actually, you can say what you want to, bitch, but you remember this. I don't remember. Y'all, that was a very easy one. So whoever.
Familiar.
Is it remember this? You can say what you want to, bitch, but just remember that. Is it remember this or you should know this? Or what is that other part right there? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like thousands and thousands of people.
Oh,
like,
I just found the video.
Girl, I know what this is.
Yeah, I got it. Finally.
Did you know this?
One that I recognize.
Oh, bitch. You just looked it up.
Well, right. But I remember hearing that before. Let me have it.
So, hey guys, I am Regina King.
And I am Issa. I just had to be.
It's been a rough week.
It has. That one, that last one.
Yeah.
I said, oh, bitch.
You know, we all saw it coming, but
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but the.
It's pretty rough.
To watch it play out like that.
That sucked.
Goddamn.
I just wanted to crawl into her lap like a little puppy, like Link. When you know, like, when you know when dogs know that you're sad. And they're just like,
yeah, they're like,
I don't know what's wrong, but I'm just going to sit here.
I'm just going to sit here because it seems like maybe you just need a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. It hurt.
Well.
But anyway.
Hey, guys. Another week of, you know, things hopefully to give thanks for if you're in the holiday spirit or just a taste early because the girls have things to do. But who cares? Nice to see you. Let's start with Black Excellence. It's just looking really great for blacks in Hollywood. First of all, my fave, Dave Chappelle's got 3 Netflix specials coming out, which I'm incredibly excited about, and loved him on Saturday Night Live. So just...
Yeah, he did that.
Bring it on back as much as possible. Don't let me down. Also, Angela Bassett is joining the cast of Black Panther as Black Panther's mom. So I'm just... I'm very happy.
Yeah, that keeps getting better and better.
Plus, Watch Dogs 2 was a black ass game. I just feel like, you know, so many amazing things are happening for black people in media and stuff. Like a black ass game. Like the nigga Dabs in the game. Just go out and get you a piece. So that's what I'm doing this week, is celebrating some of my favorites and things that they're doing in Hollywood and in the virtual world.
Well, speaking of that, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I wanted to mention the Ham for B video that just came out a couple days ago. It's probably more for like people who are big Hamilton fans, or if you haven't seen it, people who have listened to the soundtrack, but it's a great mashup of Hamilton songs and the story with Beyonce lyrics and Beyonce music, and it is just phenomenal, and almost everybody in the video is black. They're all people of color, but it is just so, so good. So Google hashtag Ham4BEY and watch that video because it's amazing, especially if you are at all familiar with Hamilton. It is just so, so well done. They sound so good and the arrangements are crazy. And if you pay attention to like which songs from Hamilton they pair with which Beyonce songs, like they go together. Like they use songs from the show with Beyonce songs that kind of fit the same theme or give the same message. So it's really, really dope. Check out the video. I have seen it like 10 times now.
I thought Beyonce was releasing like her own dressing or like,
oh my God, nigga.
I thought it was like a Thanksgiving Beyonce.
No, it's a playoff Ham for Ham, which was like these little mini shows the Hamilton cast would do.
I would eat a Beyonce ham.
It's low-key a good idea, but she already had the vegan food, and so it kind of is like, how's she going to sell hams now? You can't go backwards like that and start selling Beyonce pies.
I wonder if Beyonce has even had a ham in, like, the past 365 days.
It's been so long.
She maybe has, like, a corner of a slice on Thanksgiving because mm-hmm. everybody else is, and maybe her mama made it, and, like...
But other than that, no.
Other than that, mm-hmm. I just don't feel like she even has pork, which... I'm gonna.
Right. I personally can't wait. It's coming tomorrow. So.
All right. Well, let's just move on into the bad. So it's time now for the bullshit, the shade and the nonsense. I'm just so burnt out.
Are you? Has it been a bad week? I only know about
it
one
has
person
really
showing up.
It's been a bad week. I think that I just want a nap.
Oh, okay. Well,
but also, yes. Like, it's just been, like all of. Okay, hold on.
With the sun setting at like 4:15 and all of a sudden it's 38 degrees.
That is it.
Nobody
okay.
wants to go outside.
There you go. That's what it is. I was just like, what is. Like, I just.
It winter's here.
Like,
yeah.
My just slow. Like, just.
Like, why am I outside? Yeah, winter is
exhausted.
Here.
That is exactly what it is. It's dark at 3:30 and it is freezing.
Right.
That's what it is.
It sucks.
All right, I'm back.
You have to get up at like 6 a.m. in order to have a full day of like sunshine.
And I don't. I get up and an hour and a half, it's night. I feel like True Blood.
It's like that sometimes, friend.
Okay, so the mystery behind this Drake-Taylor Swift union has been revealed in a new commercial. Big surprise, it was business.
Yeah. Who could have thought?
Oh, my word. The shock.
Can you believe it?
So Apple Music released a new commercial for their Iron Man. I don't know. Their Captain America. I don't even know what Drake is to Apple Music at this point. Like, he's all of the Avengers, the Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's one of the baddest bitches over there. But Taylor Swift has her own nice ass deal. So,
I mean,
together, the two of them together, I should have seen Apple Music in that image from the jump. I don't know why I didn't.
Royalty no brown.
Really should have.
Absolutely.
They are just. Yeah, they running shit over there.
So she did some commercial however many months back where she was like running on a treadmill. What was the song?
Jumpman.
Okay, yeah. So it was Drake and Future, Jumpman. And then she like falls off of the treadmill and everybody's like, oh my gosh, don't you love this video? Oh my gosh, Fury, isn't this so funny? Wouldn't you like to see Taylor Swift get hurt? It wasn't good enough. Mm. So... now he's got some video where he's like... lifting weights in front of a very defined chocolate man who we never see enough of.
Oh, really? I gotta watch this
just
commercial.
A chocolatey man up behind him. There were very inappropriate memes created from this, by the way.
Of course.
But I want to know that guy's story. Either way, you know, it's the same concept. He starts singing Bad Blood and doing some little weird dorky dance in the mirror. And then, he drops some weights and falls over. And I think the tagline is distractingly good. It's just dumb.
Okay. Well. Oh, wow.
Yep.
The memes make sense to me
now.
How
do they not catch? Like, it's like, you know.
Jesus.
Facial expressions, positioning, lighting.
Wow.
Angles, everything.
Definitely looks very similar to the intro to a porn. Like
1,000%.
Because he slams the.
Yes.
He slams the weights down and then punches his chest and then you see just see this big old swole nigga
Poppy
behind
thugs.
Him the whole time.
.com.
It's the intro to a nasty
champagne poppy thugs.com. I want to die.
So dumb. You are so dumb. Somebody's going to buy that URL. You better do it before this shit
comes. They better shit. Anyway, so that's something that happened, and Drake is adorable. Next. So apparently Larsa Pippen is getting her coin and her man, like her new one.
Oh, because
she was spotted in Beverly Hills. I guess Future's birthday just went by. The grown baby, not the actual baby.
Right.
And at the party, Scottie Pippen's soon-to-be ex-wife, I guess, was right up in front of him, directly in front of him at the party. You know how they be at, like, at nigga parties where, like, the niggas be, like, standing up on the couches and stuff, and then each one's individual girlfriend stands there, and she's got a disposition of, like, when are we going home? Like, that's exactly what this is.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill are famous for it. Like, every time they be out somewhere, Nicki be in the club with him or whatever, and she'll kiss him for, like, 20 minutes, and she's like, I'm ready to leave. Like,
those two are so annoying. They are just so fucking annoying.
And every now and then it's like, oh, are they about to break up? No. Damn.
And they want us out their business, but they stay jumping on each other's records and Instagramming and tweeting and everything. It's just like, why won't y'all go away?
I'm not even interested.
I wish Nicki would focus on, you know, the musical side of things and not
the boyfriend. She gets to be in love.
Is she really in love? Come on. Come on. Meek Mill, girl. Really? I'm sorry. I see better for Nicki. I don't think that... I don't feel like they are not equally yoked.
However, like I keep saying, Nicki Minaj is a bird. You know what I'm saying? And that's no shade. She just is. You know what I'm saying? That has not changed about her at all. And I don't think that she should even have a problem standing in that truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just is. Well, and that nigga is like a bird. So they're flocking together. You know what I'm saying? It's not... It is what it is. However,
he can leave Philadelphia now, right? So they literally.
But I absolutely could see her with somebody at least who isn't like in the middle of a really corny phase, to say like the nicest.
Yeah. And that's being really generous right there.
Because I still liked his last thing, the Dream Chasers 4. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I like Meek Mill's music. I just think that, and part of it is her fault because it's almost like she's so in love. And I think that off of, you know, the heels of that last relationship where she was in the relationship with that nigga forever.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I'm in love, bitch. Look how happy I motherfucking am because niggas ain't shit, but I got one, bitch. And that's the end of it. Now all you bitches can be mad because I got a man. Like, I feel like that's what...
If there's one thing I can say about Nicki, it's that if that relationship ever ends, I'll be 100% certain it was her decision. I don't see Meek Mill ever letting that go or doing anything to fuck that up.
They could both sit on the same couch and say it was his decision, and I still wouldn't believe it.
Absolutely not.
Like, never.
Because he has nothing to gain from leaving you.
Nothing at all in the world.
You are really all he has left. So... He's not fucking that up. I'm sure he's treating her like a fucking princess and dicking her down properly. And
what else is there at the bare minimum? Like, you got to be. That's
got
your,
to be.
If you don't do shit
that
else.
Is your duty. Because, I mean, clearly money is not what she needs or what she would be asking from you.
I
saw the picture. Which one? Oh, no.
They weren't even on the story. I don't even know how this happened. I saw a picture while I was looking for topics this week. And it was some, I don't know where they were.
I'm mad because at first I thought you said top picks for this week.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Anyhow, they were somewhere together and Nicki posted a picture. She posted a picture of them together and the caption said, like, he say I don't ever wear his gifts or something like that.
Oh,
like, I don't ever wear his gifts. And then it was like hashtag Louis slippers. And so she had on like this like little black outfit or something. And then these little like Louis Vuitton slippers as if to say, like, here, like, this nigga bought me this. You know what I'm saying?
So the rest of us will not feel like he's living off you. Who cares? Like, you don't have nothing to prove to us, the two of you. But then most of us don't buy the cheap gifts that our kids or dependents give us. You know, somebody who makes a third of what you make
anyway
buys you a present. Is that really going to be at the top of your list of things to wear? Like,
that is what you do. Like, that is what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, the same way you go on Instagram, you like, look, my baby made me this today at school, and mm-hmm. it's got macaroni over here and stuff. Like, yeah. It's like an extension of appreciation for the little things.
As long as the two of them are together, there is no gift he can give her. Like, you being decent enough for her to keep around is your responsibility.
The
she is the gift. You are such a
person. That's the greatest love of all.
But yeah, there is no gifts. Like, you are in service to this woman. It's clear. And that's fine. That is, as long as it works for y'all, who cares?
I just don't want to see it anymore.
I mean, that would be great. It would be really nice. And if Nikki could, like, tone down on the surgery. I know Kim Kardashian got her ass reduced.
She's getting more?
No, but she looks very plastic. Like, I don't know if you saw her at the VMAs. And in some of these pictures I've seen her in lately, and like these bodycon dresses and stuff, her body just doesn't even, she kind of looks like a robo woman almost. Kind of like
she looks the same. She's always looked to me.
It looks really, maybe it was the performance at the VMAs next to Ariana that made it pop like that. But I was just
Are you
like,
talking about the AMAs?
No, I'm talking about the VMAs. Was she at the AMAs? I didn't watch it. So.
Are you talking about what just happened?
I'm talking about Nicki Minaj and please dialing back on that fucking surgery she's had done to her body. And I don't know if it was recent or what, but it just looks like way too much now.
Well, you know, the body moves. It still, you know, biologically shifts around right. while other things don't.
And Kim Kardashian figured that out after two kids.
Right. And so, you know, things happen and it is what it is. But, you know, society brought us here.
And getting,
these people are victims.
But there's nothing wrong with getting that ass reduced. That's all I'm saying. K. Michelle, you could take a note too. There's nothing wrong with going in there and asking for a reduction and being like, I've grown up. I changed my mind. That's fine. Don't be afraid to take back your mistakes.
I agree. Speaking of not being able to take mistakes back, the game lost a civil sexual assault lawsuit that a woman named Priscilla, possibly, I mean, I don't know if that's actually her name.
Right.
She filed against him. She was on that reality show that he did for the love of the Love it.
Yeah, for the love of the game.
She got game.
Something like that.
She got game?
It wasn't for the love of the game.
I feel like it was She Got Game.
Maybe for the love of the game is too clever a title.
The game and set.
She got, I don't remember.
Whatever.
It doesn't, I didn't watch it past the first episode.
I watched it because it was a Jamaican girl on there and I thought she was everything.
Oh, right.
And
the, I think she was really pretty, right? She yes. was like Miss Jamaica or something.
So this girl was also on the show, and then she said that he felt her up, and she sued him for $10 million, and he was very, very vocal about it on social media about how he wasn't paying her shit, and she was going to lose, and she was a liar, and so on and so forth. Mm. Well, didn't go as planned. He apparently is being ordered to pay her $7.3 million
Damn.
Rather than 10, and has appealed the verdicts clearly,
well, yes,
or as expected to.
I'm certain the game doesn't have access to $7 million anything. So that's not, she's, it would be nice, but totally unexpected for that girl to actually receive that $7 million. What I want to know is what happened in that courtroom for them to agree that she deserved that much money.
That's what I'd like to know.
What the fuck did he do? Sexual assault? Like, that sounds like rape.
Especially because watching the show, it was very clear she was a gold digger. Like, it was very, very obvious. And most of the girls, I would say, who are on that show, and most of the people who go on these little dating shows, just be wanting to be on TV. They don't mm-hmm. give a fuck who they fall in love
with. That's true. Not. That's true.
Some of them probably did end up liking the game or whatever, because the game is, what, 6'18"? And like,
and has that massive
we've
penis.
All seen that massive
It
dong.
Is real. I mean, it just hangs.
So I'm sure they were like, a little 15 minutes and some dick. Like, I'll
Why
take
not?
It.
Right.
A rapper dick? Sign me up.
Doesn't matter if it's been in 800 other hoes.
Like, look,
it's your turn.
If you want to fuck him on Thursday, bitch, as long as I get Friday, it is what it is.
The carousel's gonna keep turning.
I'm here to win, bitch, and that's what this is. It was very obvious to me anyway that she was on that show because she was looking for a rapper nigga with some money.
Yeah.
And she got kicked off the show, and the next thing you knew, she was suing him. So I'm like, it's not shocking to me that this whole thing is going on. I am also curious, though, to know exactly what happened in this courtroom for them to agree with her. Not only agree with her, but agree that she should have 7.3 good, cool million American dollars.
Right. Because a civil suit says to me that there's not enough hard evidence to actually press charges. But there's enough there to where a judge could say, yes, something wrong was done to you and you deserve to be compensated for that. So somebody needs to let me know when the transcripts are released, because I feel like there's a lot more to this story and I need the details.
She may have sent the judge some pictures of him when he was out on that in the park or whatever with his hands in that girl's panties or whatever. Oh, you remember them pictures where he was laid out on the park with some little girl?
What?
I mean, I don't know if she was like a little girl.
Oh, but she was like 17 or something?
I think she was 18 or something. Oh, okay. I don't know if she was... I don't know.
Okay. We don't... May or may not have been legal.
She looked young.
I think we talked about this.
Yes.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was like a picture of her. Yeah, there's like hands in her little like sweatpants or something. So she's probably like, look, he fills them up and he likes Trump. I don't know what the fuck she did to get this money, but I doubt she's getting it.
Right. No, I mean, that part, actually getting the money is going to be the hard part. But the fact that she got the judgment in the first place has me like, yeah, I want to know. What did that nigga do?
Maybe he didn't show up to court and his attorney was like, man, fuck that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
And the judge was like, oh, okay, fuck this.
Cool, right. You go ahead and fuck this track.
You know what? Maybe that's it. And if so, please tell me that too, because I would love to cackle, like, knowing that that was real. Please do. Let me know about that shit.
Niggas. Well, that's unfortunate.
Why would you tweet about a pending case and talk about how that bitch is lying and she ain't gonna win and all this?
It just really felt ridiculous. Like, I agreed.
That's so dumb.
I agree. I was like, there's no, but she's playing. Like, the girl just wanted money the whole time. I don't know how we got here.
But anybody will tell you, nigga, if you are currently on trial for something or going through a criminal investigation, not to fucking talk about it, idiot.
I mean, but with all especially of these online shit.
So dumb.
I just...
Well, I mean, I don't know. Again, I want to see the evidence or whatever, because I want to know how we got to this verdict. That's all.
And no, let me not even go there. So,
is there something else about this young lady? I feel like it's something about this young lady.
It's not about her specifically, but I don't want this to be misconstrued. But I'm just going to say it now.
Okay.
Personally.
Uh-oh, this is about to be bad. It's about to be bad. That whole lying.
Now, I'm not saying she's lying. I believe her. Because what I was going to say is, if I went on the game show as any form of a female and he felt me up, I'm not coming at him over that. I'm going to try and find some other way to get some money. Because that would have been the bare minimum of what I was looking for. Like, I didn't get picked, but at least I got finger popped. Like, let me go. You know what I'm saying? Because it's... But that is because of the sexual attraction that I have to the game.
God. I thought you was about to say something. I'll slut shame you or whatever. And
no!
You just wanted to be
See, that's what I was saying. I didn't want to seem slut shapey or, like, rape culture-y.
Right.
I'm just saying.
But you're saying you.
Me. Like, if it were myself, I would have tried to come at him other way. I would have said that nigga stole something from me or, like, maybe even pushed me or something else. But, like, he felt my vagina. Like, that's what I went there for. But, you know, everybody is different. And I feel like if no is no, it is no. And then if that is how you felt, fine.
Amen.
Personally, I would have been mad if it didn't get further.
You... Had you shown up on set, you would have been like, at what time am I going to be fondled?
So,
let me know so I can prepare myself.
How far along do we have to get?
Want to be as fresh as possible for the moment.
Before the harassment.
Does he have a favorite color? I have multiple lingerie options.
I don't have to wear drawers.
Panties are optional.
Speed up the process.
I'm just saying, if he has a preference.
Of fondling my part.
You're a mess.
But that is me.
You're a mess.
Speaking of parts and sluts. So, do you remember Andrew Caldwell?
I'm not gay no more. I have that phone on. I bought that song on iTunes.
You're a part of the problem.
I am. I couldn't help myself.
So about a year or so ago, maybe, he said that he was fucking around with Porsha's ex-husband, Cordell.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Cordell was like, okay, let me tell you two facts. Bitch, you a lie, and bitch, pay up. Like, that was what that was. So...
Mm-hmm.
Well, he went ahead and decided that he was going to go to the court because he was like, A, I'm tired of motherfuckers calling me gay. And B, if I were gay.
Nigga, please.
The last. The very last.
That's petty. You didn't have to put that part in there,
I mean, bitch, please.
Is there something, is that young man, is he like all here? Because I don't want to talk about him. Right, because I feel like the church, the whole reason he got that fame in the first place is because he was exploited by whatever church he was a member of.
Absolutely.
Or that revival or whatever he was at into giving this false testimony in the first place. The
1,000%.
Young man was certainly still every bit as homosexual as he was before.
And is too.
So I don't want to talk about him in like a mean way. If, you know, something is going on, I want to be sensitive to that.
Because there's absolutely nothing. I mean, there are things wrong with
you
him.
You will not let me
but
be
But there
saved.
Are things wrong
you
with everyone.
Won't.
And at the end of the day, like, Mama really was trying to pull a fast one over them in that church and probably was exploited by the church. But I don't think that he expected to be this viral thing. And so once that happened, he realized that nobody bought that shit. And that was the whole reason that we were talking about him.
Right.
He decided to continue the
That's
whole
when he
gag
went on the campaign, right.
Of, you know, or whatever. Because even in these videos... So
we would have forgotten all about this had he not popped up in media. It would have been one of those things that comes and goes.
He's walking around Lenox Mall.
Oh, no.
In furs, looking like he dived face first into a counter at Sephora.
No.
Talking about when he lived in sin.
OK.
You mean when you...
When you walked
today?
In here like, in sin? My nigga, first of all, you nobody goes to Lenox except to be seen. And then to be wearing makeup and furs on top of that. I mean, you blended in with the rest of the girls,
is
but still.
Is sin the color of the highlighter you use? Is it like your, is it the lip? Is sin like a matte lip?
It's in the pep of your walk.
What are you
it's
talking about?
It's in the crook of your smile. It's just there. It's all there, brother. The homosexuality is radiating off you. And there's nothing wrong with that. You
I don't
just
think
need to
that
embrace
he
it.
Even thinks that anymore. I think that he is like... He is attaching himself to this persona because it gets him attention. He knows it's absurd. He knows that we know it's absurd.
Oh, Lord.
But it, we talk
but
about it.
But might as well play it up. I guess. All right. That's
because
fine.
Why are you even talking about the times that you was fucking around with a nigga if you're not, if you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
For what? What would be the point of even bringing that up? So Cordell went to the judge and said, tell this nigga to leave me the fuck alone. And the judge said, leave that nigga the fuck alone.
Amen.
And so he came back afterwards and was like, oh, well, that never happened. And I never did X, Y, and Z with him or whatever.
That's right.
Cordell said, that's not good enough. So
ooh, damn.
He apparently didn't show up. To court. Yeah, he didn't show up to court. So he lost a default judgment for defamation or whatever. And now I guess, you know,
he has
it's
to
time
pay.
To collect
yep,
those dollars and
right,
those things.
That's right.
And now...
well.
He's coming back and saying the same story again after he said that it wasn't true the first time. Now he's trying to say, oh, well, you know, I met him in a restaurant and we never dated. I gave him head. So, like...
Wait.
Why are you talking... Why are you bringing up old shit? Like, you're not gay anymore.
So...
And also, I want you to hear this. Hold on.
Oh, no. Is it a...
Let me tell you something.
Oh, no.
As a journalist, let me tell you...
What is that?
A journalist?
What is it? Tell me what it is. Tell me what it is right now.
You know what it is.
No, I don't. I've never heard of that.
A
I wanna know
journalist?
I want to know what it is. I want to know. Tell me.
You know, sometimes when you're emotional, your words come.
No, that's not it. He was emotional for 20 minutes and 37 seconds.
Oh, no.
And that's just that
what?
Video. That's how he talks all the time.
Oh, God. So listen, you can lie on your fake girlfriend that nobody's ever actually going to double check to see if she's real. But you can't lie on actual people and expect them to just leave it alone. Like, you can't just say, oh, I fucked around with somebody and you didn't do it and don't have no proof. That's the thing.
One.
Like,
he's
very
dressed like
few people.
NeNe Leakes or like
oh,
he's dressed
no.
like Jackie Christie.
He looks like a lesbian. He looks like a lesbian dressed for one of them 10Ks or something, like a breast cancer run or something like that.
Yes.
And she looks like she's going to be passing out water and bananas to the runners. Like, she's definitely volunteering at that event.
She looks like she's tired of being fucked over by studs. So she decided to be one.
Yeah, I know a few like that.
Like, we were introduced to you because you were lying. So... Nobody just... So
if you don't have proof, girl, shut up. That's really it. That is really it. Because very few people are going to take you to court and sue you when they know that they were wrong. Especially for something like defamation.
And furthermore, we don't need any proof. Like, I don't... Gross. I don't want to hear anymore.
I'm just saying, if you would like to stay out of court, it's best to only say things that you can back up. Because now you're going to have to take whatever very little money you have and give it to Cordell Stewart.
Or you could just go on the run. Okay. You can just duck, get into, you know, like a Prius or like a, you know, a Sienna.
Come on, a Prius.
And just hit the road.
I hate to take Cordell's side in anything, but bitch, you're not just going to lie on me. You're not. Sorry.
And Cordell was like, look, through all of the Jack profiles in the world.
All of the social media slander. All the things I have to go through. I get way finer bus tossed at me than you, nigga.
It would never.
Sorry, not sorry. It's like that.
So, how long have we been here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. It's been a while.
I feel like, you know, I could just go ahead and do this last story.
Yeah, might as well.
So, there's a guy named Kanye. And, you know, he's like a rap guy, producer guy. I'm dumb. He's got feelings.
Oh, Lord.
Kanye West. First of all, he had a show in San Jose.
Okay.
Where he said that he didn't vote, but if he would have voted, it would have been for Trump. And that he liked Trump's approach. That black people need to stop focusing on racism because the world is racist. And that's just the fact.
Oh, God.
And we shouldn't allow people to make us talk about those things. Now,
guess whose phone is
I want to say
you?
That guess the only reason that on my computer guess wasn't
phone?
On mute
guess whose computer?
Is because
guess
I was playing. I took it off of mute to play you the clip of the Lion Queen
guess
from the church. I was trying to make the show
guess
more immersive and simply
guess
forgot to
not?
Put it back
guess
on mute. So you're actually welcome for me bringing a new element to the program. You're actually welcome. Thank you. And moving forward.
Amen. Let's do that.
So that was the first pile of bullshit that he said. And then...
And that by itself really was enough. Kanye could have stopped and that would have been plenty to talk about.
I was done there. Like, I was ready to talk there.
Jesus.
Then there was Sacramento where the shit really hit the fan. And he went on a rant for 17 minutes.
Was this the show where he did two songs and then started talking?
Yeah.
And then was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe two and a quarter.
Woo.
And then was like,
I know, yeah, I was pissed.
I'm going to have, you know, my monologue moment. I'm going to take it all the way back to drama. And then I'm dipping. I don't really know what to... I'm definitely not going to read all this bullshit. All and
right.
It's just... Even if I did, we would all come out the other side confused because it doesn't really... There aren't, like, transitions. It's just, like, a bunch of thoughts inserted into noise.
That's Kanye in a nutshell.
So I'm going to try and, like, almost, like, give you some, like, bullet points. First of all, fuck radio is something that he said several times. He apparently has feelings with Drake and DJ Khaled and their song For Free. And I guess the business and getting songs played over and over again.
Oh, my God.
Which, first of all, I find it hard to believe that Kanye West has never made a deal to get a song played or something like that. If it wasn't his own or somebody, it's just who gives a fuck at this point? Like, right. Who even cares?
I can't believe Kanye still cares.
Right.
Like, nigga, you're Kanye. What are you stressed out about?
Your nose hairs are worth money.
You don't have to worry about radio spins. You're fucking Kanye. What is...
What are you talking about?
What is the stress? I don't get it. We are paranoid.
Is North struggling with the release of her debut album or something? Right. Like, what?
Are things tight over there? I don't get this. Okay. But anyway.
He shouted out Kid Cudi a bunch of times. At one point, he said the prodigal son has returned, Kid Cudi. Which, Jesus.
I mean, that's okay.
Then he mentions Beyonce, and he says that Beyonce called someone. Was it at the fucking, what show was this?
It was the VMAs.
Okay, the VMAs wouldn't perform if she didn't win Video of the Year over Hotline Bling and Famous. He said he was hurt directly to Beyonce, who was supposed to be listening to this.
He said he was hurt directly to everybody but Beyonce, because that's who was paying attention to this. The one person you had the issue with, you were not talking to, because she is at home looking at Blue Ivy.
I was hurt, Beyonce. I was hurt because I wanted to present a video called Fade, and I don't expect MTV to help me. But you did present the video. So confusing.
You actually launched the video. Like, you premiered the video.
It was well received.
People loved it. It was a highlight of the show.
It reignited all of this desire for Teyana Taylor music and visuals.
It was like, wow, Kanye's doing something with Teyana. This is nice.
Finally, you're doing shit with her after having her career.
It was great. What the hell are you talking about? It was great, nigga.
He also said that
he was nice at the VMAs. He was nice when I met him. I don't get this. I don't know what he's talking about. It seemed like a very fun night.
What else? Okay. He said that Beyonce wouldn't perform because of that, and that also she wasn't going to come or something if she hadn't. What? No. What? It was something else about Beyonce, and I'm trying to read through this fucking script.
I know he said he heard that Beyonce said she wouldn't perform if she didn't win Video of the Year, but I didn't see him say anything else about her.
Oh, no. What he said was that they called him and said, we're letting you know now that Beyonce is going to win over Hotline Bling and Famous, as if to say, don't bother getting your mother. Like, right. if we have a problem, let us know now, bitch, because we don't have the time. So
MTV told him, listen, this is done.
Or at least that's the way he received it. I mean, because that's...
I mean, even if not, all you have to do is... It's not inconceivable that Formation would be the Video of the Year, because it was so much better than that Famous bullshit you put out.
I've never even watched that video.
Or Hotline Bling, which is literally just Drake and some hoes in a video.
No, like, you did not.
I mean, I'm not saying that I don't love it. And
nice
I do. And the memes generated from it are fantastic. But are you really suggesting that Hotline Bling should have won over Formation for Video of the Year? Really?
We don't even have to talk about
it. We don't have to do it because
reasons.
Y'all know who we are. Right.
You have
There's
Formation
a whole
video.
Please, please.
And then you have Kanye West laying in the bed with Gap mannequins. And you got Drake in a down coat
dancing
with
pastels.
Some lights.
Yeah,
you know
and girls
saying?
On stairs. And it was...
What? I
at least did watch all of Hotline Bling. I did not watch all of Famous because it bored me almost immediately.
Literally nothing.
I
just assumed
it
would
minutes?
Give me nightmares.
That kind of got me fucked up. Mm-mm.
Why is it even... I don't care.
Why is it that fucking long?
So, okay. I don't... He urged Jay-Z to call him again. It's like he's not gonna. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you keep asking him to call you in front of tens of thousands of white people. Like, he's not. What?
It's 28,000 people recording you right now, and you asking Jay-Z to call you. Jay-Z, who would love more than anything for you to stop fucking talking about him in public. Like, you're begging these public people who you know don't like to communicate publicly about very intimate matters that should be handled personally. Like, You doing this is going to yield the exact opposite result that you want, my nigga.
I don't even understand how you're confused by this still. Like, you have been publicly urging these niggas to be your best friends in public for the longest. And for as long as maybe longer than I've even known you, these motherfuckers have been private as fuck. So I just don't understand why you feel like they would respond well to this. Like, right. Past the calling you or not. You really feel like the way to get them niggas to call you is to tell everybody that they're not calling you?
Right. And if you feel like they are really not fucking with you no more, why are you begging for them to be your friend anyway? I don't get that either. Like, if I feel like we used to be super close and now you just straight up don't fuck with me no more and I can't figure out why and I've hit you up and you ain't responded, I'm going to let your ass go. The last thing I'm going to do is go out in public and be like, please, friend, call me. I'm just so desperate for you to call me. I just want to figure out so bad why you don't like me no more.
I don't care about none of that shit. The issue I had was with what he said about Trump and what he said about black people. And because he says it again, even in the show at Sacramento, which after this entire rant about the radio, about Drake's music, Khaled's music, Q-Tip, Jay-Z, Hillary Clinton, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, all of this stuff that he's saying that's not really going anywhere, he's still saying, I'm on my Trump shit tonight. I'm on my Trump shit tonight. And I'm on my Trump shit tonight. And all this other shit. And then he says, get ready to have a field day press. The show's over. Drops the mic and leaves.
Right.
All of these motherfuckers who came here to have a mosh pit moment while you do the good. What was this T-Pain song?
The good life. Jugs.
I was thinking of Good Life and then Flashing Lights, which is probably another one that would have been great.
Well, that's another great song and phenomenal video. That's a great video from Kanye West. That's
because he was being murdered by a woman.
I mean, I'm just saying it was a good ass.
I mean, it really was a great
visual.
It
was just great.
Either way,
the Beyonce thing was like annoying to me. The Donald Trump thing was like, this is another like nail in the Kanye coffin as far as I'm concerned. Because I don't play with anybody endorsing Donald Trump. That's just, it's inexcusable.
Beyonce, let's actually evaluate what he said, right? Because you're saying that you have an issue because Beyonce wouldn't perform at the show if she didn't win Video of the Year. To me, knowing Beyonce, that just seems like have shit to do. So I'm not coming to your motherfucking show. Like, I got enough awards.
No.
The bitches know I do this. Like, everybody already knows who I am. I don't have to waste no motherfucking time. I could be planning another tour. I could be in the studio. I could be exploring the planet Jupiter with Blue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be at your show.
Right.
So if you're not presenting me with gifts and honor, I don't see a purpose in me being there because I'm Beyonce and I got shit to do.
Right.
I got shit I could be doing. So make it worth my while. That just seems like, you know,
every network,
a sensible thing to do,
wants Beyonce at their show. There's not a single network that would not do whatever they could to get Beyonce to show up to their live award show because that bitch gets ratings, period. BET said the same thing. Stephen Hill, when they talked about the Beyonce performance with Kendrick and all that, they were like, we begged, you know, we were like, please, if you can at all make it work, like, we will let you do whatever you want to. You have as much time as you want. You can literally have whatever you want. That bitch not only performed at the Country Music Awards, but brought the Dixie Chicks, who have been basically banned from white culture for years.
And that was to make a point.
And
that wasn't even about an award.
Right. But she's motherfucking Beyonce. And if she wants to be at the CMAs, that's where she'll be. I promise you, from everything I know about Beyonce's career and MTV, that conversation with MTV went a lot like, can Beyonce do the VMAs this year? And she is allowed to do whatever she wants. If she wants to do a mini lemonade, she got it. Bust up a camera, no problem. Come up on stage 3-4 times, dedicate this to the people of New Orleans and talk about nothing but black power. Absolutely fine, because they will do whatever to get Beyonce there.
Are willing to cover whatever the insurance is to have fire on the stage. Called all of the local animal people. We can bring in whatever wildcat she would like if that's something she's interested in. We've got it all laid out. What does she need?
We can fulfill everything on Blue Ivy's rider. There will be nothing missing.
on stage, and you got to give her whichever award she wants. Done. What time do you need us to be there? Like, right. That's it. Period. That's I don't it. Even know why. You know what I'm saying? So saying that to me is just foolish. And especially is like, what are you trying to say? So she won these awards over you and had the nerve to say, I'm not coming unless I win these awards over you, when you were the very same one who said, hey, girl, her art's the shit and she should win these awards. You thought wide. So all of a sudden, her political awesome dancing ass, hip hoppy ass, Blue Ivy motherfucking video where she had all of these shots and niggas and voiceovers from
sinking police cars in New Orleans. Like, you thought your garbage ass video was better than that?
Plastic.
Nigga, please.
Taylor Swift and your naked George Bush and Shannon.
Really?
And all that was supposed to, like, I'm so that part was just like, okay, whatever, Kanye, sure. But the Trump thing and then the leaving your concerts early thing is just, what? And everybody's like now, you know, because he's in the hospital or was in the hospital from, you know, by when I got to the studio, he was mm-hmm. still there apparently.
Okay.
And from what I heard, he allegedly tried to assault some trainer at the gym or some shit, and
yeah, I think a trainer called 911 on him or something.
I think they said that his doctor was the one that did, like, his personal physician called, and they
coming out of TMZ
psychiatric hold on him or whatever, and that's what he's in the hospital
oh
for.
Okay, damn, so he might be there through Thanksgiving. If it's a psychiatric hold, you have to wait like 72
Keep
hours or something
him. I'm sure they got turkey loaf or something there. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I'm sure they can bring him something.
If nothing,
you know,
else,
whatever.
I'm sure Kanye needs a nap. Kanye probably needs 3 days with no access to anybody and just some good sleep and maybe a lot of crying and some journaling. I don't know. I don't know what it's like in there. I'm not trying to trivialize it, but that nigga needs a break from everybody, clearly, because he's lost it.
You know, I just think that there are so many people who are saying, oh, you know, this is so sad. And, you know, because Kanye is in the hospital. And so we shouldn't say anything mean about him because he, Kanye. And I just feel like, all right, well, I'm going to say what I want because that means he's where he needs to be. So hopefully they're going to keep him there and get the help that he, you know, he ain't on the lam. He's not running. He's not missing. He's hopefully in the hands of the arms and the ones and the niggas that love him. So, Kanye, you should have been getting this help. I'm hoping that you will take this seriously and apply the necessary changes in your life. Kanye has suffered trauma. Kanye has been through some fuck shit. And all of this is just that. I watched the clip of it and it just felt like that episode of The Jetsons where Rosie ate that faulty lug nut or whatever.
Oh,
and she
man.
Just started running around the house freaking out, talking about there's a place for everything and everything is in its place. Like, it was like somebody threw water on like a toaster. That's what it looks like to me. Mm-hmm. And all of these motherfuckers were in this fucking audience, these goddamn Hollister babies with these fucking boosts on, these Yeezy sandals and shit.
Right.
And they're just watching, waiting for motherfucking ultralight beam or whatever the fuck to come on, and slowly those smiles turn to frowns, and then it's like, did this nigga just hop off this? It's they're turning the lights on. We're supposed to go home. Wait, what?
And I don't even think you can get a refund, right? Because he actually did the show, right?
No.
Oh no,
they're already issuing refunds. From what I heard, Live Nation stands to lose $30 million from him canceling the tour. And he could lose around $10 million from it or something like that. I also heard that, now this is like an if, that if you are taken into the hospital, that he won't have to pay out of pocket for any
the
money,
insurance
whatever.
Will cover it.
Like, basically, the insurance or whatever covers the missed dates or whatever tickets sold.
If he's incapable of performing.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So some people are trying to say that the doll checked herself in because she was like, look, I'm not doing that. I don't know if that's true or care. I just hope that he's getting the care that he motherfucking needs. But I still don't have any sympathy over any of the fuck shit. Like, I just don't care, because you really gonna sit up here in front of a whole bunch of, like, out of all of the shit that you have said in the name of blackness. All of the political shit that you've tried to stand for, and now all of a sudden you mad at Beyonce, and so you voted, or you didn't even vote, but you would have voted for Trump. Talk about, that doesn't mean that I don't think Black Lives Matter. That doesn't mean that I hate women. That doesn't mean, then what the fuck does it mean, my nigga? Like, what does it mean? Besides the fact that you and Lil Wayne and Cam Newton and plenty of these other motherfuckers are frustrated by shit that's going on in your personal life that ain't got shit to do with nobody in the black fuck else. And so you are taking it out on your whole ass community. We ain't done shit to you, but buy your fucking bangers and ride down the fucking highway blasting them. That's all we did, my nigga. Niggas was wearing polos and backpacks and all kinds of funky shit and shell toes, whatever the fuck, bullshit influenced by you to this day. The influence that Kanye has, you got motherfuckers begging their mamas to take pieces and bits out of their fucking trust fund so that they can look like they live in Grand Central Station. like dead ass. You still have that influence and you don't deserve it anymore. I honestly hope that from this day forward, that influence dies down. I really hope that motherfuckers they think twice, thrice to go out and spend any more money on any of his fucking shoes, shirts, stockings, caps, whatever the fuck it is that he's selling. And I just, you don't deserve it. If you're going to be that fucking irresponsible because you got all these little white motherfuckers at your concerts, these little dumbass kids that don't give a fuck and don't know no better, and will be the same motherfuckers sending group me's or whatever, match me, whatever these fucking apps are, sending messages to fucking black kids in school telling them to attend a daily lynching. It'd be the same ones. Them little bastards be the same ones front row at your motherfucking concert talking about, welcome to the girl. They'd be the same ashy ass ones, and hear your motherfucking ass go on stage talking about you would have voted for Trump. I really hope that they give you whatever fucking help that they need to. I hope that you take a long nap. I hope that, you know, you have healthy dreams about times that once were. I hope you can find peace through the loss of your mama or whatever else. And at the very least, leave us the fuck alone.
You can't say, oh, I would have voted for Donald Trump, but I don't believe in the things that he stands for. That doesn't work, Kanye. That doesn't make sense. You can't divorce those two things. That you would have voted for that person is voting for the things that they say, the good and the bad. You are endorsing that person, period. You are saying the good outweighs the bad or the excitement or whatever the fuck. Like, and I don't know if Kanye has mental health issues or if Kanye has just been too rich and too famous for too long and now he's too distant from reality and doesn't know which way is up anymore. But clearly the same person who said George Bush doesn't care about black people is not with us today. Clearly not. I don't know what happened, but we not fucking with the same Kanye. Like, that nigga, that's just not the same person. How could that person endorse Donald Trump? And I know for a lot of people who have been hanging on to, like, trying to still believe in Kanye, this was like their moment. And I'm sorry that that's rough for you, but the rest of us been knowing. This was like, this didn't really hurt me as a Kanye fan the way it probably should have, because I've been emotionally separated from him for a while just because of all the shit he's been saying. It's been a long time coming.
I just am like, girl, please, you know, have a long, long nap, you know?
Yeah. Take some time off. You and Kim both, like, y'all deserve. Y'all been through a lot. So why don't y'all just go somewhere and be alone and private for a good long while?
If Oprah will have you, I feel like, you know, there must be a cottage somewhere out
there. There has to. A healing cottage.
You know.
Where y'all can get some real therapy. No Yonla.
You know, they probably don't even have beds. They got, like, warm mats.
Yeah.
That are, like, surprisingly, like, they hit all the pressure points and really just have you, like, reflect. Right.
Or just, like, some glowing holes in the ground or something. Something that's just, like, real comfortable and you would never know that shit was a bed, but it just, like, conforms to your body.
Like a
bed
that's a dream catcher.
Right.
Or, like, a dream catcher that's a bed.
Or something that just, like, supports your neck and your back and it's just, like, perfect for you. Like, some next level Oprah shit. Because y'all just need to go have a moment.
The real, like, woke, sweet black celebs are all, like, Kanye, we are here for you, brother, and we
Chance
understand.
The Rapper is so adorable.
He is.
I just love him.
John Legend did it, and people. I feel like Oprah may be like, hey, girl, so, you know, we've got Exotic Fruit and, you know, a pond with the mermaids back there. They've always got, like, really great advice. Sometimes I just go out there and I sit and I talk to the mermaids, and they say, Oprah, you know, this world is, it's lower than you. It's lower than you, and it's just something that you have to, you know, you are like us. You're otherworldly. You're meant for greater things, and that's just something that, you know, you have to make peace with. I talk to them, and they talk right back to me, and I think that that's something that you need. I'm going to schedule a mermaid therapy session with you for Thursday. Mm. So come on out. You know, we're going to get through this together.
And you don't tell Oprah no. You just go.
There's no no with Oprah. No. I mean, that just doesn't happen. And so... You know, good luck to him in his quest to be, you know, Walt Disney or whatever. And I guess, you know, that is really just that. All I don't really know what to say about the doll.
That's all I got. I wish him the best. Right. I need Kanye to be okay. Like, I want him to be okay the way I want everybody to be okay. But if you think I'm making any excuses for the dumb shit he says, especially this Trump shit, you can kiss my ass.
I believe in mental health. I just also believe in being responsible with the things that you say, especially when you have so many millions of people who eat everything up that you say and are foolish and young and foolish enough to just apply that to, you know, their life and everything that they fucking do. It's not the time to be playing those types of games. If you frustrated, if you pissed off, if you want Jay-Z to call you or talk to you that bad, go to that nigga's house and knock on the door or something. You gotta know where he live.
Right.
Go, like, buzz the doorbell or call Julius and be like, look, I'm outside. I'm outside.
Just tell can't. Him. I can't.
Just, I won't even get out the car. Just come to the window and let's just chat.
And I wish y'all would stop comparing him and Azealia Banks. My God. Like, they don't, it doesn't have to be this way, y'all. Like, we can just say we're tired of your shenanigans and we're tired of your shenanigans, like, to the both of them. Like, people can just be equally fed up with the both of them. And it doesn't have to be all these think pieces about if we're going to forgive Kanye and pray for him, then we need to do the same thing for Azealia or whatever else. How about we just say no to all of that and move forward together? Like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cleanse myself of all of this. I don't need to be emotionally involved with either one of these people anymore. And I'm just going to move forward.
Let's take a break.
All right. Hey guys, today's episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. Starting your own business can be difficult and it can be really time consuming, especially if you don't know anything about designing a website. Developing your online presence doesn't have to be such a struggle because Squarespace gives you all the tools to create the website that you need to accomplish your goals. They have simple, intuitive tools, beautiful design options, and 24/7 online customer service at the ready to help you whenever you need it.
Absolutely. But Google and Squarespace are teaming up. They're giving small business owners what they need to succeed online. A custom domain, a business email, and a beautiful website all in one place. Google didn't have to do it, but they absolutely did. And that is because we're best friends with them. And that's because they love us. With Google and Squarespace, you can stand out, look professional, and increase your team's productivity. When you create your Squarespace business website or online store, you'll receive a free year of business email and professional tools from Google. They're so kind and it's so simple. So visit squarespace.com/Google to start your free trial. Use offer code domain, DOMAIN, for 10%. That's off of your first purchase. Google and Squarespace, make it professional and make it beautiful. Now let's continue. All right, so we're back and it's time for listener letters.
It is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may just read them aloud on the show. And we're going to start with an email from Austin. Austin says, not long ago, I found out that my girlfriend cheated on me. I don't want to get...
Fuck her.
Right, first of all, fuck her. I don't want to get too messy with details, but it was a frustrating process in which I found out and it didn't help the situation that I wasn't given the full truth of things until much later. Regardless, it was a one-time thing and I could tell my girlfriend felt really guilty over it and I wanted to make things work, so I agreed to try and it has been good for a while now. Recently, I was talking to two of my friends about the situation and one said that in a previous relationship he'd been in, his girlfriend gave him a hall pass after she cheated because she felt it wasn't right for her to have strayed from the relationship and not allow him to do it too.
No.
The only stipulation was that he had to tell her when and who it was with and that it could only be one time.
You tried it.
Now, I don't even know if I'd go through with this if I was given a hall pass, but it's something that got me thinking over the next few days.
You really tried it.
I wouldn't want to do this to get back at my girlfriend or show her how it feels to know your partner had been with another person, but there is a feeling of fairness in it.
Oh, wow, isn't it?
I would like to bring this up to her just to have the option on the table, but I'm not sure what's the best way to approach this. Any advice would be appreciated. Thanks.
Get your ass off this goddamn show. Next. Are you kidding me?
Austin. I mean, on the one hand, I kind of understand because...
How long ago was this?
It doesn't say. It just says, not long ago, I found out she cheated on me. But the thing is, if you agreed to forgive her and move on, then
you're
that's
done.
What you agreed
you
to do.
You should have found out about this. Okay, so if she cheated on you again, well, if she cheated on you again, you should just leave her. But
I mean, you should have left her the first time.
I mean...
because you couldn't
be. Well, you know, if you decided you wanted to, that people do it and make it work. I'm not going to judge you, whatever. But you mm-mm. should have had that shit in your pocket the first time. Because you can't come back to her now and be like, all right, so... I know I said that I was like done with that whole cheating thing and then we said we was gonna move past it or whatever, but here's a really good idea. Like, you wanna know what would make me real happy? What? She gonna look at you like, you crazy.
Right. Like, you can't come in now and be like, hey, so how about I get to fuck around since you did? That's something you should have said when you found out she cheated.
And even then, that shit probably wouldn't have flowed. Like, she probably just been like,
if
okay,
that's
so
how you feel,
up,
right? If that's
or...
how you feel, then we need to just break up. Like, that's how I feel about that. If you want a hall pass, then what I feel like is that what you should also want is to be out of this relationship. Because why do y'all have such, like, little trust in each other? That just means there's no foundation to what y'all are doing here. It's just not going to work out. All you're doing is delaying your inevitable breakup. The two of you are wasting time with each other.
This is fascinating. Because... I don't know what the circumstances of her cheating on you were, but I do know that typically when women cheat on guys, a lot of times they cheat on them with niggas they like. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily because the guy is just so much better or nicer or they've been talking forever. Usually it's like a guy they like, they're comfortable with. Like, women don't usually just go out and actively just like meet a nigga and be like, I'm going to cheat on this nigga tonight and who cares.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But it's funny to me that you're trying to rationalize being able to fuck somebody else as, you know what I'm saying, as a way, as a reward, I guess, or like compensation for being cheated on. It's just like the fact that you would jump to the opportunity to go and get some other pussy is crazy to me. Like, it's just, it's so funny.
Is it?
It's hilarious.
I feel like a lot of niggas would think, okay, well, that's fair. Like, you fucked around, so I get to fuck around.
I'm not talking about the fairness of it or not. I'm talking about when you're in a relationship with somebody, mm-hmm. the thinking or the process behind that is supposed to be that I am solely with this person. Like, you shouldn't even be trying to find a way to fuck somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should want to just fuck that person,
right,
whether they cheated on you or not. Now, if you feel like sideways about it now because you were cheated on, then break mm-hmm. up with them. You know right. what I'm saying? Like, if your mind is now going to other vagina, then right. don't be in a relationship anymore. You feel a way about it
yeah.
and you're, you know, now thinking about whether or not you can fuck somebody else. So what do you need to be in a relationship for? Y'all don't have kids apparently.
Right.
You're not married. Then break up with
exactly.
her.
Exactly. At this point, if you feel like this is something you need to talk to her about, like, it's not just a thought and then you dismissed it, but you need to bring it up to her, then that might as well be a breakup conversation instead. There's no reason to be together.
What I was trying to say is that I couldn't imagine the girl being like, well, since he did this, let me see if he'll let me go.
Well,
like,
I feel like a girl would, because a woman suggested it.
I thought he said his nigga friend did
it. Right, his nigga friend told him about it, but he got a hall pass because his girlfriend cheated on him. And so when she cheated, she was like, hey, you get a hall pass because I fucked around.
No, what I'm saying is I don't think that a girl would be like, well, let me see if I could go get a hall pass. I feel like a girl would just be like, well, I'm going to just go and fuck who I want. You know, like, I'm not going to try and make a negotiation. I'm not going to negotiate for it. I'm not going to be like, so would you be cool? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't ask permission first. I would just go do it.
Right. It just seems like a nigga thing to do. Like, that just feels like nigga logic.
Just break up.
Just break up with her. If you want, if you even thinking about fucking somebody else, like, what? That girl is not going to be like, you know what?
Right.
You got a point. But hey, give it a shot. Why
you know
not?
What?
Worst case scenario, she'll give you more reason to not want to be with her anymore. Let us know how that
Father
goes.
Father God.
Because I'm actually really interested in hearing what her response
is. I
want to
know
be.
How that conversation went. You might want to do that in a public place.
Yeah.
Even though she cheated on you still. All right. Our next question comes from Ronnie, who says this has to do with Thanksgiving. And so it is urgent. Let's see. Oh, I first wanted to say I love the show. I've been listening for 2 years and I saw you at the Reed Live in LA. Thank you for coming out. I have a little dilemma with my roommate. I wasn't able to get anyone to cover my shifts for the weekend of Thanksgiving, and I didn't want to waste money on a plane ticket to just be home for 2 days, so I'm staying home this year. With that said, I have a roommate who just told me today that she's having her brother visit that week. Cool, no big deal. I told her I wouldn't be going home for Thanksgiving and would be at our home instead. She said, oh no, and then proceeded to tell me that she might host Thanksgiving dinner at our apartment for her family. She has a huge family, and the last time she hosted dinner in our small two-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment, it was her aunt, uncle, four cousins, and toddler nieces and nephews running around screaming with their parents, not doing or saying shit about it. I held my tongue then because it was her birthday, but I sent her a text that I thought would give her the hint, basically saying our apartment is too small for all that shit, and with just one bathroom, it's going to be a bit chaotic with that many people over, and I would appreciate it if she and her brother went to her aunt's house instead. She replied, yeah, I'm not sure that it might be at my aunt's house. I don't think it will be. And so she knows I won't be going home this Thanksgiving, and having that many people over would be extremely inconsiderate. She and I aren't close enough to where I would feel comfortable eating with her family because that's not my family and they only speak Spanish. Am I being selfish for not wanting her whole damn family over here when she could easily have dinner at their home? What else can I say to her to make it clearer that I do not want them here? Signed, Ronnie.
I don't want them here.
I mean, I think I feel like you've said this. I don't know how she hasn't received that message, but maybe it has to be that direct. Maybe it just does. But this is part of the problem of having a roommate.
It is. You know what I'm saying?
Because she has the right to do this.
Unfortunately. But you as a roommate also have the right to say that you don't want it done.
Yeah, absolutely.
If she has the space to do it elsewhere, I can't imagine why she would want to do it there.
Right.
Like, do they have roaches? Or, you know what I'm saying, is there a funny smell at somebody else's house? Is, you know, they not got a working refrigerator? What is the problem? Why they need to have it there anyway? If they could have it at somebody else's house, another family member's house or something like that, then why the fuck would they even want to do it with you who ain't related to them? That doesn't make any sense to me. Do y'all have like a bomb ass kitchen? Y'all got a KitchenAid mixer?
Can be, if it's that small of an apartment and y'all having what, at least 10 guests over?
That just, I don't understand why that's irrational.
Even an option for Thanksgiving anyway. Like,
you should just tell her that you're not comfortable with that amount of, like, you know what I'm saying? You have to share it. It's very little space. It makes you uncomfortable. Would it be possible for you to do it someplace else? And if she got a problem with that, she's just gonna have to bite a brick, honey, because at the end of the day, it's your place just as much as it is hers, unless you ain't paying rent, and it don't sound like that's the case.
Right.
But I will come right out of my whole entire black face and tell her exactly how I feel, no filter, because what the fuck you gonna do, fight me? I'm not wrong.
Yeah, this for me, this would be a face-to-face conversation. Like, it's time out for text messages. Like, we need to sit down at this kitchen table and talk about this, because or just straight up just say, like, I'm not capable of that many people being over here. Like, that would be a huge inconvenience for me, just for the house to be that crowded and that loud all damn day. So if there is any way at all that y'all could be somewhere else, I would really appreciate it. And if she comes back at you,
that I will fight you, I will fight your sisters, I will fight your brothers, abuela, I will fight everybody. So if you want to go back to them and tell them they can't have it here and they have a problem, you can relay that message as well, because the hands are ready and willing.
You can't fight people for coming over to a house they were invited to.
Like, I'm not fighting them for that. I'm saying if they got a problem.
Oh, well, I mean, that's also true, but it sounds to me like this roommate is not going to go back to her family and be like, we can't do it at the house. Almost like she might be spiteful just because she knows she can. And that's what makes the situation complicated, because really, it ain't nothing she can do to keep them from coming over. And that's frustrating as fuck.
There's plenty that you can do to keep them from coming over if your petty aligns with mine. Trust me, if I have a conversation with you, especially if I am respectful of it and I come to you as a grown up and you decide that you want to be spiteful, then let's get it popping. I guarantee you they'll never want to come over here again.
I would break
that
the oven.
You can promise.
I would break the oven. Good luck having Thanksgiving dinner with no oven. I would cut the cord or something. I don't know. You might not can't do that.
I don't know what the fuck. Like,
I would unplug the refrigerator in the middle of the night and let all the food spoil.
I would just like DVR Skinamax.
All you have to do is ruin it.
And sit in the fucking living room and be watching softcore porn.
Oh my God.
And eating like Funyuns with my mouth open.
You are a genius.
I would have like the worst nigga in the world. Like all of my loud bangy ass friends coming over and playing like whatever. Like,
yes. If,
then let's do it. Let's
wake
make it
up
a fuller
early
house.
Have your people come over early. That way y'all can take over the couch first.
Fullest house. Let's do it.
And yeah.
If you want to be spiteful about it, because it's just as much mine as it is yours, right? It's space for everybody. So let's get it popping. That's what I would do. I mean,
that's going to be extremely uncomfortable for everybody.
But if I
got to
be uncomfortable, then y'all niggas going to be uncomfortable too.
You're right. You can't keep them from coming over, but you can make it miserable.
You can make them never want to come over again.
You can ruin their Thanksgiving, and that might be even more fun than them not coming over in the first place.
Really, that would be way more fun.
Thinking about the payback and planning it out would be fun to me. Because I will creep up in the kitchen at 1 a.m. and just go on and unplug that icebox and let all your food rot.
You and your friends come over, use all the cups.
Leave a bunch of dishes in the sink.
All of the utensils and everything are used up. So they got to wash shit before they can even eat. Like, I would make it an absolute nightmare. But that's if I come to you respectfully and you decide that you want to be a dick about it. Then I'm going to be a bigger one. I'll be the biggest dick in the room. I'll be the game dick.
I just want you to remember this. The next time you niggas try to accuse me of being the most petty person that we know, because it's clearly you. I didn't even think of that vindictive ass shit. I'm just saying.
Proud of it.
I'm just saying. Next time there's a petty war, your ass has clearly won. I'm just saying. That's all. Our last question comes from Molly, who says, I'm looking for your help in figuring out whether I'm being an elitist bitch, kind of like Molly in her situation with Jared.
You know, I was wondering.
Yeah, that's a code name.
Okay.
A few months ago, I packed up and moved across the country to start a PhD program at a top research university. I graduated from an elite public university, so education is very important to me. I'm the first person in my family to graduate from college, and I'm definitely the first to pursue a PhD. I'm also well-traveled in the States and have traveled internationally as well. On paper, I look great. When I moved here, I started dating a woman who we'll call Ashley. We met online and talked for a few months before I moved. When I moved, we connected instantly and have been head over heels ever since, just like lesbians do. I mean,
yep.
You know, that. I mean, it is what it is. The issue is Ashley is just regular. By that, I mean she did not graduate from college, has no real interesting life experiences, and seems mostly content with that. She works at a job which does not pay her on a regular schedule, does not have health insurance or savings, and doesn't have any solid plans to improve any of those things. Okay. I'm writing to you because I need help to figure out what to do. I love for her and care for her, but at the same time, I'm working my ass off to make sure that I have a better life than I was ever afforded. I want a partner who is just as ambitious and motivated as I am, and I fear that Ashley
I'm
may not be that person.
The part of the letter that makes the answer hard.
Do you have any suggestions about what I could do to possibly motivate her? Thanks, Molly.
Okay, I guess that kind of changes what I'm
saying. You would not let me get the last sentence out.
Possibly motivate her ass for what? Whatever. She didn't say how old?
No, but she is working on a PhD, so I'm going to assume at least 25.
She's at least 25.
Yeah, this is a lesbian relationship.
There's no telling how old the other girl is,
though. No.
Okay, well, so let's just say that they're around the same
age. Yeah, I'm
let's
assuming assume. So. Yeah.
I don't think that is necessarily the age where you would be kind of stuck in your ways, because a lot of people are just content with having a really regular, you know, uneventful day-to-day 9-to-5 life. Like, yeah. They're cool with it. They don't have no issues with it. And honestly, if you can eat without relying on others, if you can take care of yourself, and if you're genuinely happy, I don't think there's anything fucking wrong with that.
Right.
So she may not even feel like she needs motivation. She may be cool. So I guess you would need.
Well, that's what she's saying, that Ashley seems just happy with being totally regular, even though she's not really stable. Like, I could see being happy.
Yeah, no, she
at a regular 9 to 5, but she's like not getting paid on a regular basis.
Right. She doesn't have health insurance. She, you know what I'm saying? Right.
It would be one thing if you were cool with being mundane because it was paying the bills and you just like not having to worry about that. That would be one thing.
She sounds a lot like a nigga that, you know, girls on reality shows cry about, but.
Oh, God. Don't she? A little bit.
She does. Because
she has a job, but it don't pay on a regular basis.
She's
not really trying to do nothing else. She just kind of.
She's almost like Lawrence.
I'm here.
Until Lawrence got his shit. He got a haircut.
What you can't do is cheat on her after she gets her shit together. Don't fuck up like
you know that old raggedy bitch from TD Bank is about to slide in too. She gonna come right back over. Well, he ain't at Best Buy no more, but she's about to be right over there as soon as that nigga got his first check or whatever from his new job and finds out about this bitch. I'll fight her.
Well, I've already seen it, so I'm not gonna confirm or deny, but
bitch, I already know what's about to happen.
I'm just saying
it is what it is, and I'm fighting her.
The season finale is an amazing episode.
I'm fighting her.
You do not want to fucking miss that. But yes, back to Molly.
Oh yeah,
and
your
Ashley.
Actual problems.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, how can you motivate someone, right? If this was you, without being like condescending, because again, you are operating under the assumption that this person wants way more out of life and isn't just wrong for you. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
And at some point you have to just ask yourself, like,
exactly.
Am I going to try and make this person the person I want them to be? Or is this who they are and I need to just find the person that's right for me? Because you'll waste so much time trying to mold this person into who you think that they are. And then you'll end up just being jaded because of it. You'll end up you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Being scornful towards them because of it. And then you'll be even angrier when they get frustrated with your ass and be like, all right, bitch, well, bye. Because then you're going to feel like you got to ring the alarm and be damned if another bitch got them on their motherfucking arm and all this shit. Like, oh, I done took you out to motherfucking Aldo and bought you some dress shoes. So you go on an interview with Aldo. Bitch. Now you like, you know what I'm saying? Because like, you know that nigga's going to Aldo.
Oh, niggas but, love Aldo.
So, I mean, it's really up to you. I don't even really know what you would do specifically to motivate this person, because I don't know what they want out of life. What do you do? Right. Take them to the new African-American museum in DC?
So I think
like, what do you do?
I can't. I
don't know what the fuck you're supposed to do.
You. I think you cannot make her have ambition in life. Like
right.
if she is content with living life the way it is now and doesn't have any long-term goals for herself, I do not think you can create those for her. And that means this is not the person for you and you need to end this before it gets too deep, which y'all are lesbians, so I'm sure it already is, but cut it off sooner than later. If it's a situation where she does want to do better, but she's feeling frustrated or depressed or kind of stuck or doesn't know how to get out of her routine or whatever, that's something that you can maybe work with.
Especially, my nigga, if you working on those three letters, my nigga.
Right.
The fuck?
I mean, you're...
Bitch, please.
You're already focusing and doing... I mean, I'm sure working on a PhD, because we just watched Kia go through it, and there's nothing simple or easy looking about that. That is an ungodly level of reading
slow
and
motion.
Writing you have to do.
The amount of breaking of your own spinal cord.
You can't.
That you endure
no.
going through that bullshit, and you're dating somebody who is just like... Oh, whatever. Let me get $5 for some Cheetos or whatever. Like,
I mean, so I understand. I'm not saying that, you know, you're better than this person or Ashley is not good enough for you. But what I am saying is that if you're putting in that sort of work and you want somebody equally ambitious, you can't provide her with that. All you can do is help her if she's feeling stuck. But
absolutely.
Again, you're limited in the amount of support you can really give, because what you really need is somebody to hold you down while you're working on a fucking PhD.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Like, it ain't even about what you're doing and what they are or levels or anything like that. I'm saying that out of the amount of work that you have to bust your ass in that field, you're just going to get that more frustrated when you coming home or going out on a date or something with somebody who's like drive is at a different pace than yours.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You should at least, even if they're not in school or they're not doing whatever, like you should at least have somebody who has like a passion for something that maybe she's trying to get off of the ground or anything else. If you don't feel that, then my honest suggestion for you would be need to continue dating and finding somebody who lights that fire in you, because you know you already got a whole shit ton of work to do for yourself and your own work. You want to add that job to it too when this is another grown adult? It just don't make sense to me. But
if
I've been there, so I get it.
She might be, you know, like really supportive emotionally and all this other stuff, and so like that's helpful for you, but you still wish she was doing more with her life. But if she's like clocked out of that too, like, girl, the last thing you need is somebody draining you of your energy. You need everything you can take, because it's a long, hard road. Congratulations on starting your PhD, but yeah, have a conversation with her, figure out where her head is at, you know, and whether this is something that can be worked on, and then make the best decision for you. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, and we'll be back.
Guys, this episode of The Read is being brought to you by Bevel. It is that time of the year again. It's in the air. The frigid, frigid air. It's the holiday season. And that means it's about time for you to start hitting the streets and the webs and finding things for your loved ones. So if you know anybody in your life who may have sensitive skin or curly hair that's got to get their skin shaved and together, then of course we're going to suggest the Bevel razor to you. It's dermatologist approved and proven to reduce and prevent razor bumps, which I haven't had to deal with in so long, and I hated them, so it's amazing. And that is the reason why 9 out of 10 customers continue to come back to Bevel. Multi-blade razors, skin removal creams, improper shaving techniques, all of these things are horrible, and don't let them happen to you because they suck. Get the razor.
That's right. The Bevel end-to-end shaving system includes a pre-shave oil, badger brush, safety razors, blades, shaving cream, and that nice cooling restoring balm. It's a full kit designed exclusively to make sure that your shave is both effective and harmless. And of course, again, the holidays are coming up. It makes a great gift for yourself or for someone else. Bevel is letting you enjoy the first month of your subscription for free. All thanks to The Read. All you got to do is go to getbevel.com/read and sign up today to enjoy that free month. That's getbevel.com/read. Go on and upgrade your shaving experience. And let's finish the show.
So we're back and it's time for The Read.
It is. Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay. So this week, I did not want to talk about Donald Trump because I'm going to give myself a fucking stroke if I cuss out Donald Trump for all the many, 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 many fucked up things he's about to do. But I just want y'all to know that the whole Hamilton thing that happened with Mike Pence at the theater and all that, as annoying as that was, well, first of all, as much as I loved that statement from the cast and as much as Trump's response got on my fucking nerves, in no way is that more important to me than him settling this Trump University lawsuit for $25 million or having this rape case mysteriously disappear and the charges dropped or all the other shit he's doing. Like, I just can't focus on Donald Trump every week. I will drive myself the fuck crazy. What I want to talk about instead is possibly, I don't know, one of the most inconsiderate human beings who lives in the United States of America. Now, I don't know if you heard about this story, but it's very sad. 5 children died in a school bus accident in Chattanooga. I think 6 more are still in intensive care and 6 are just in regular rooms at the hospital.
I did not hear about this.
And that is because Chattanooga school bus driver Jonathan Walker decided to speed while driving a school bus as if he was in like some 2-seater Porsche and not in a safety vehicle designed to transport children back and forth.
Awesome.
And lost control of the car on a fairly narrow road, hit an elevator driveway and mailbox, and then flipped over. So this was a very horrific accident, something that could have been totally and completely avoided because the weather was clear and sunny. You know, this wasn't a rain situation. No other vehicles were involved in the accident. There is no one to blame but 24-year-old Jonathan Walker. Shout out to Kirk Franklin for being the person to tweet about this story and the reason that I went and found out about it.
Jonathan.
So this is a terrible situation that has happened. He's facing 5 counts of vehicular homicide, reckless endangerment, and reckless driving.
That's it?
Well, vehicular homicide means that he caused the death of these children. Like, it's murder. It's just murder by vehicle. So
and that's
That's but it's all five counts it? Because only five kids have died. If something else happens,
you I know? Don't. Where is the rest?
I understand. I understand what you're saying. Like, there's plenty to be angry about here. And
just didn't think it was enough.
It's sad because it's like a kindergartner, a first grader, a couple of third graders, I think. Like, these are very young children. And some of them, like a couple of them, lost a sibling. And these kids, the ones who didn't die, right? They witnessed something terrible. It's just a completely awful situation. Jonathan's mother... I mean, Jonathan himself would have been enough of a read because, nigga, are you the fuck stupid? What kind of school bus driver speeds with kids in the fucking car? And allegedly, one of the kids said he asked them right before they hit the turn if they were ready to die, which to me is like something so heinous.
What?
Yeah, one of the kids who survived the crash said that he asked them, are y'all ready to die, like shortly before they ended up crashing into this mailbox and he ended up flipping the bus over. So this story was shitty enough. But somehow Jonathan's mother, Guinevere Cook, has topped him. She released this statement, or she was talking to the news stations about it. And she said that he called her, you know, a few moments after it happened and said, you know, I love you. I've been in a drastic accident. And then he texted her a few minutes later, you know, saying that some kids had died and he was trying to help them all off the bus. And all these things, she said her son is a responsible person and also the father of a 3-year-old son. Now, if my son had just driven a school bus at unsafe speeds and murdered 5 children and put 12 more in the hospital, responsible might be the fuck last adjective I would use on that nigga. It just might. But she went on to say, he's a marvelous son. For 2 years, he worked 2 jobs. He's never been in trouble before. Now, it might just be me, but 2 years and 2 jobs does not sound impressive. That sounds like 1 job a year, which is maybe average these days, maybe, but that doesn't sound like anything worth commending. Also, it doesn't matter if you've never been in trouble before, if the first time you got in trouble, it was for murder, girl. It doesn't matter. That counts if the first time you got in trouble was for stealing a blow pop. The first time you got in trouble, you killed fucking 5 children, bitch. No one cares if you were a good kid all your life, if this is where you're starting out on the trouble side. No. But the real problem with her is that she said, I'm sending out our condolences to every family affected by this act. She said she's grieving for the families of the children killed, and said, my heart of love is going out for all that was in harm's way of God's will. Sending out mine and our condolences to every family that God touched yesterday in this horrible accident.
Oh, God.
And I am asking for compassion also for my son.
I'm so sorry, Jesus.
Ho, bitch. Ho, bitch. Like, okay, I understand mothers can often be deluded about their sons. Like, really, parents just deluded about their children and what their children are capable of doing as human beings. But, bitch, they are pulling bodies of 6- and 7-year-old, 5-year-old children off of a school bus because your son was totally and completely fucking reckless. Like, there's no excuse for any of this. No rain, nobody else driving, no conditions that should have caused this accident, just your son doing something fucking heinous. There is no excuse. There's none. There should have been nothing for you to say other than, I am so sorry for what my son has done. But for you to part your nasty ass lips and bring God into this, and not just insinuate, but straight up say, I am so sorry for all of you who were on the bad side of what God wanted to happen. Bitch, I wish I could slap the black off of you, my own goddamn self. That wasn't God's will. That was your son's will. God didn't direct him to do that bullshit. God didn't call for them kids to come on home that day because he felt like it was time for them to come home. Your son did a fucking stupid thing. It is the most unnatural expectation. And I feel like this keeps coming up anytime kids are killed in this way or something happens to a bunch of kids. But like the thought of losing your child, and I mention my nephew all the time, like just that thought is enough to like make me feel this incredible pain, to actually go through it, and then to know that you're going through it because of the utter negligence of a person whose whole job is to keep kids safe, and then his ugly ass, raggedy ass mama has the nerve to come out and be like, oh, my bad that God wanted your kids dead. Bitch, fuck you and your son. Really? God? I'm tired of y'all bringing God. I mean, not my God. Clearly not. Because my God is looking at you the same way I am right now. Like, we don't know who.
Pretty much.
I don't know this bitch. This is just, she's not my set. I don't know this hoe. We just, who is you? Whose man is this? Whose is this? My God don't know this. My God wasn't responsible for that. My God didn't say, oh, these babies are dying today because this nigga wants to drive a bus real fast. Right. I don't understand why you feel like it is at all appropriate for you to ultimately blame God for something your son did. I don't understand how you're that deluded about your son's actions. It just doesn't make sense. Sending out condolences to every family God touched yesterday in this horrible accident? Bitch. It would be an accident if nobody meant for it to happen. You speeding with a fucking school bus is something that you, it's a deliberate action. You don't do that thinking that things will be safe. And I don't see any reason why a 5-year-old would make up, are y'all ready to die? Which just cements for me that your son is a fucking terrible person. And so for you to come out and at all defend him is just all the way reprehensible. But for you to drag God into your bullshit is just unforgivable. It's inexcusable, girl. Fuck you. I see how your son turned out so bad. Goddamn. Like, how blind are you? Really? This is what your child does? Dead bodies on the fucking news, and this is what you say about your son who caused this fucking accident. Girl, drown.
Well,
that's all.
I should have gone first.
I'm sorry. I saw that earlier and it just pissed me off so bad.
Well, I don't really have one, so then we can just go ahead and move on because...
Oh, do you want to say what you're thankful for instead? It's a Thanksgiving episode.
All I was going to say is Uber drivers. I know that y'all, ever since this motherfucking, you know, oh, your driver's arriving now and they will wait 2 minutes before charges begin. Y'all bitches be 3 minutes out and want to hit this arriving now button and then get up to the door and talk about, hey, girl. No. My shit needs to say arriving now when you've arrived. Like, I don't need for you to be around the corner or on the fucking FDR highway talking about arriving now in 7 minutes, but 2 minutes is when the clock starts for me to start paying you. You bitches ain't slick. And some of you hoes be parking around like the corner or down the block or something. Talk about arriving now. And I have called more than one of you ashy bastards asking what is the problem. I called this driver the other day because he was 2 blocks away from my house and it said arriving now. And he was sitting there like posted. And I said, I called him because it's like maybe 6 minutes had gone by after that. And I said, sir, what's the problem? And he was like, what do you mean? And I said, what's the problem? Why aren't you here? And he was like, oh, well, you know, I'm down the street. Like, it's traffic. I don't understand why you're asking me what the problem is. I said, I'm asking you what the problem is because you're not here. So traffic would have been the answer while you're trying to be cute with me. The problem is that you're in traffic, allegedly, and that is why you're not here. Don't get slick with me because I'm not the one, the two, the three, four, or five. So get here now. Thanks. Hung up the phone and magically the car started moving. Like, you bitches ain't slick. It is what it is. And I'm going to start smacking some of you motherfuckers in the face. I don't care how much the fine is or how many years. Because you bitches are playing a motherfucking game. And it's really annoying. I don't want to have to go and get a car. But y'all be playing a game. Lyft plays a game. And the New York yellow taxis are literal hellbats. I don't know. I can't. Every time I try and get a cab on the street to this day, I just raise my blood pressure to sky high. Like, I don't have time for you motherfuckers either. So if you don't want to do it, don't do it. But you're definitely not going to play with me and try and get no little nickels and dimes and little extra pieces of cents and shit like that and playing all these games. And then you know that if I cancel the fucking trip, that I got to pay y'all motherfuckers $10. I'll fight you. I'll fight you. I'll fight corporate. I'll fight human resources. I'll fight everybody. So it is what it is. Get your shit together. That's what the fuck I'm thankful for this holiday season. Not having to beat your motherfucking asses over this fuck shit. And furthermore, freshen out your car. Air your cars out if you're going to be giving people rides. There's no excuse for hopping into a musty Uber. It doesn't make any sense.
That was me last
night. Deodorant, lotions, eau de parfum, whatever the fuck it is that you need to do or use in order for me to not have to deal with funk in a car ride, you do that. There is no goddamn excuse for musty Ubers. Who the fuck do you even think that you are? Are you kidding me? You should be going out of your way to make sure that your fucking shit smells like fresh linen, stupid. You need to be having fucking those little pine tree shit.
Oh, something. Oh, but that might be even worse on top of a layer of real funk. It might be.
Everything. After actually power cleaning, power pressure cleaning, whatever the fucking stank is off the inside and outside of your fucking vehicles, bitch, you need to be adding Glade, whatever the fuck it is on the inside to freshen it out. There's no excuse. It should smell like cinnamon vanilla joy. It shouldn't be smelling like fucking ass tacos. Like, are you stupid? Like, really? Like, so after waiting on you bitches and you trying to play these goddamn Matrix games with me in this fucking app, now I gotta sit in here and the whole entire time it smell like chitlins at a repass. I hate you and I wish you nothing but the worst.
Kia had the same problem. She texted me earlier and said her Uber driver was so late that she was about to miss her train here to the city. I'm like, girl. I mean, I think it's like every big city. Like, it's just...
It is, because when I go to other cities...
That's such a pain in the ass.
Like, most of the Ubers I've had, especially in, like, the South, when I've gone to, like, Texas, and I've gone to, like, Atlanta, even the really super white ones who probably, like, secretly hate me, they're always generally, like, nice and upbeat, and, oh, you been? Oh, okay. And it, like, doesn't ever get on my nerves, and I don't even like talking to people. And I usually don't speak back. It's usually somebody else in the Uber with me, because we're out of town, and so they talk to them. But it's like, look, this person is on time and kind. These buzzards, these motherfuckers just be like rude, have the worst motherfucking attitude. They want to fucking take 20 years to come to your house. And then when they get there, call you as soon as they outside talking about, well, where are you? Bitch, I'm still in my goddamn apartment because you said that you were going to be here at 4 minutes, 8 hours ago. You musty bastard. That's where I'm at. I'm at home, bitch. I'm upstairs and I'll get outside when I'm good and black ass ready. So that's how the fuck I feel. Tighten up, each and every one of you bitches. I don't know. I know they give away these jobs, I guess, like government cheese. I don't know how easy or hard it is.
I think all you have to have is a driver's license and a car. Like, I think that's really it. And a not shitty driver record. That's it. So
you need to have psychic. You need to have psychiatric evaluations. You need to have manner. You need to have a Tara, whatever that girl's name is, with the etiquette class on Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, no.
You need to have an etiquette class and you need to have not good fucking home training. That's it. We don't have to share the same interests. We don't have to fucking speak the same language. Yep. As long as you show up on time, don't play a game with me, make sure that your car ain't stank, and take me where I'm going without asking me 5 questions on how to get there, bitch. That's your job. Mm-hmm. You're the one who's supposed to have Waze. You have an app that tells you, it has a map right in it. Why are you asking me where to go? Why are you asking me how to get there? Why are you playing this motherfucking game with me? Don't do it. That's it. If you're going to do that job, girl, then tighten it up and do that motherfucker right. And don't turn on no goddamn Power 105 and Hot 97 as soon as my black ass get into the motherfucking car. You don't know what I want to listen to. And furthermore,
I have
headphones with me 9.9 times out of 10. So I don't even want to hear what the fuck you got to play on Sirius XM or whatever motherfucking shit it is, Spotify in the sky. I'm covered. Stop trying to think that. I don't want to call me maybe. How you know I don't want to listen to Carly Rae Jepsen? How the fuck you know I don't want to listen to some Green Day or something? Bitch, you don't know me. And I don't, but that's not the point. You don't know anything about me. So fuck y'all.
It's petty, but I hate when they don't pull into the driveway. Like, why wouldn't you pull into the fucking driveway? I hate that shit so much.
Oh, I'm here. I'm across the street. Oh, I'm here. I'm on the corner.
Why?
I don't live across the street or on the corner.
There's a fucking driveway. Why wouldn't you? There's a driveway. Why would you not pull into the driveway? I don't get it.
It's the way to drive.
It's literally a space for cars to come pick up and drop off people. Name. Like, that is what...
It is called driveway because that's the way
you
drive.
Oh, my God. And when I text them in advance and then they still don't do it, that infuriates me. Like, but I feel like a bitch for complaining about that, but it is so fucking annoying, especially now that it's cold. I'm going to start making them pull into the driveway now because it's too cold for that.
And so. I don't want your sweeties. I don't want any of your little candies or anything in the back. I don't know you. And I don't know who's been in here before, so you can keep your fucking lifesaver mints. That's it. I'm done.
All right. Well, that wraps up another episode of The Read. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. This is The Read. And check out our website, thisistheread.com. We're going on some live tour dates coming up. TheReadLive.com for tickets. We'll be in Boston on December 4th and Miami on December 17th. So looking forward to seeing you guys soon to finish out the year. Kivior, you have any news this week?
I am doing something tomorrow at...
You mean today? Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. Today. I'm doing some shit at the Apollo, but... I don't know exactly how much I can tell you.
Oh, but it's on Instagram, though.
Oh, is it already there?
Yeah.
Alex, okay, so that.
Alex put it on Instagram.
So that's what I'm doing. And, you know, ball out. So there's that.
Yeah, those of you who follow The Read on Instagram can see Kid Fury's announcement.
And, also, yes, live shows, you can join. Oh, I'm doing a giveaway. So if you have a PlayStation, you can join our community, Agents of Shade. Shade is an acronym. Go ahead and send a little request. I'll add you to the group. This Thanksgiving, that's tomorrow, 12 p.m. noon Eastern Standard Time. In the community, that means you have to log on. I'm going to put up the rules or whatever for this contest, and I'm going to give away a copy of Final Fantasy 15, which comes out next week. Very excited about it. So if you want to win a copy of this game that many of us have been waiting for 10 whole years, then go ahead, enter, see if you get you a copy, and I'll have it sent over to your home or wherever the fuck. Something fun for the gamers. Oh, and also, yes, I did play Watch Dogs 2. It's super great. It's like Mr. Robot.
Oh, I saw a commercial for that.
It's very, very funny, very black. And it was almost like how Mafia is like black as fuck and very, it was fun because of how like it used like racial tensions and stuff in America and history to really just satisfy that need in me to just, you know, viciously murder horrible people. It's a fun game, and I definitely think, I don't know, I've just been addicted to it, sitting there playing it for so many hours, and there was even a mission where they kind of, they took that, you know that guy Martin Scarelli or whatever his name is, that like hiked the price of AIDS medication?
Oh, yes, that
or whatever,
asshole.
That dumbass, and then tried to buy the Wu-Tang album. There's like a recreation of that guy in the game, and you get to like hack his shit and ruin his life. So it's almost similar to Mafia in the like sense that there's a lot of references to real life stuff and issues that you get to like go in and fuck up and have fun with. But
okay,
it's from the future, so blackness in video games is great to see. It is very authentic and it's awesome. So if you're a gamer like me, that's something fun to do. And again, join the community on PlayStation if you want to win a copy of Final Fantasy 15. And I think that's all I have to say this week. Happy Thanksgiving. Make sure that you eat and, you know, get fat for your favorite, you know, lay this cuffing season.
Oh my God. You definitely don't have to celebrate this shitty ass holiday either, because fuck these white colonizers. You can just eat and be black and have a good time, which is basically what we gonna do. So have a good time, everybody.
So happy.
Happy Thursday. Also, before we go, really quickly, thank you, Insecure, for featuring me on your Instagram with your spotlight thing. It was super fun. Those of you who haven't seen it can check it out at InsecureHBO on Instagram. But it was a blast. It was the first shoot I've ever done where it was a black makeup artist, black hairstylist, black photographer, and they were all women. So it was a really dope experience. Thanks again. It was so much fun. And
there's a selfie of a girl in my mentions for you. She's in your mentions too, since we're both
tonight. Oh, so it's probably a stud. She's probably fine. Oh, from a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Okay, we are going to get the hell up out of here. Y'all have fun and be safe. See you next week.